Hello, this is Ligia Huben. Welcome to Transforming Grief, a place of love where we come together with an open mind and open heart. In modern times, the concept of grief support has evolved because in an increasingly digital world, this support has been evolving. And in this occasion, I want to talk about grief in the digital world. When we talk about grief, what we need the most is support and understanding from others. And now we can find those things, not only face to face, but also by virtual support systems. And it is interesting because these different approaches allow us to connect with others experiencing loss before we may have never imagined that we could do it. But now, as we see all these different places that transcend physical boundaries and even time constraints, it's amazing because we can feel actually accompanied that way. And yes, it is definitely that this digital world is new. You know, it's relatively new in when we're going through our bereavement process. However, it has shown its help. It has shown that it can help us and guide us in the grieving process. Before COVID-19, we had a lot of online support in different ways, but people were not really aware of them. Because I remember that when I created my online program on the 11 Principles of Transformation, the 11 Principles to Transform Grief and Loss is an online program, but few people knew about it, because we were not that exposed, you know, to the concept of doing it virtually. Now, after COVID, what happened? It exploded. The Zoom meetings exploded because we couldn't go out. So we were isolated, physically isolated. And because of this isolation, all these different platforms to offer support, to offer company, started just, you know, evolving but exponentially. And that is something that we have done, sponsored by the Alliance for Aging, in offering these Zoom meetings since August 2020. And these Zoom meetings, which are on Wednesdays at 3 p.m. in English, because we also offer them in Spanish on Thursdays at 6:30 p.m., all this Eastern time. And it was conceived to offer that support. And these Zoom meetings are not particularly focused on grief, but on personal growth. Because the thing is that when we are grieving, yes, it is so important to process our grief. Absolutely. And you know, if you have been following me, you know that I believe in validating our grief. However, life also continues. So at the same time that we are processing our grief, there are other aspects of our lives that continue. So in these Zooms, what we do, Zoom meetings, what we do is offer different skills to continue living with purpose, with meaning, and all that. So, but that's, you know, that's how they were conceived, to offer that virtual support. So what do we mean by the online support groups? Well, we can find them on platforms like Facebook groups or forums, which are dedicated to provide spaces for the bereaved so they can share their experiences. They can feel their feelings, they can express them, and also they feel that they are accompanied. So this is something that we want to pay attention to. Also, there are also services that offer virtual counseling, because there are therapists, there are, you know, grief coaches that offer that support also via online, either, you know, by phone, via Zoom, FaceTime, WhatsApp, different platforms as well. So there are different ways that we can receive that support that we may need when we are going through the loss of a loved one, not only in person, but also, you know, virtually. We also offer webinars. Those are huge now, and it's amazing because there's so many messages here. You know, we're doing this virtually, which is a podcast totally focused on grief, on transforming grief. So this is a way that we can see how we have changed, no, with the grieving experience, because we can also listen to messages and see interviews of people talking about the concept of even growing through grief, and also of sharing how we feel. And we may feel that they understand what we are feeling, okay? So there's also something else that funeral homes are offering, and these are memorial websites. And I think that is a wonderful, wonderful service that they do. Because on these digital memorials, people can post memories, photos, leave messages, you know, all of this, creating a space, a beautiful space for the community to remember and honor their deceased. And all these things can help us because they are accessible. It doesn't matter where we are. It really doesn't matter where we are, because being online, it allows the individuals, wherever they find themselves to be, feel that they belong to a community, feel that someone there is understanding what they are going through, and they are offering their support. So they are accessible. There's also flexible, because they may not be at a certain time that you have to go to a support group. The messages are there so you can access them, you know, at a flexible time. So that is also helpful for people. Something else that happens is that some people prefer to stay in anonymity, so they are anonymous, so they don't want to be sharing who they are. That also provides some privacy. That is also good for people. So depending where you are, you can just find something that touches your heart, because there are so many things that caters to different needs and the preferences you may have in your grieving process. Now, you may be asking, is this for me? Is this really for me? And just like we said, when the Reverend and Dr. Dale Young, the former director of pastoral care in Baptist Hospital, and I, because we did a training for people to become leaders, facilitators of bereavement support groups in churches, the same thing that we told them, not everybody is for support groups, live support groups. Not everybody is for virtual grief support. We know that. And what I suggest to you is, before just, you know, assuming that you are not, that is not for you, because it is not the same as being in person, and I totally understand you. However, just give yourself a try. You know, find a place that you can go, a Facebook group, this podcast, other podcasts, webinars, go to TEDx, TED Talk, and you can hear there also talks about how to deal with grief and loss. All these things are there available to you. So just, you know, go there and do some research and see if there is something that touches your heart. Blogs also, blogs are also a way, a resource that you could use. So all these things are there, available to you. And I understand that one of the factors that may be challenging for people is the, you know, the comfort with technology. The comfort with technology, because some people may have, you know, a challenge with that. And also the nature of your own grief, because remember that grief is unique. So maybe in your story, what you need the most is to have human connection. And yes, we understand that. That's why here in Miami, my center, we have provided the same seminar program that I mentioned to you before that is available online. We also do it in person. You know, the 11 principles of transformation, 11 principles to transform grief and loss. And that's why we also offer them in person. Because, and that's why when people, you know, they may benefit also for something digital, I like to offer this as well. I'm going to be expanding into doing interviews, because what I want is to provide that space for people that want to feel comfort. So I do this with all my heart. And you can also, you know, do hybrid. You can do some things in person. You know, they have clients that they don't like to do it online or by, you know, by the phone, so they come and see me in person, or there are some people that they do a combination. You know, it depends on where you are and what resonates with you. What matters the most is that if you need that help, seek for that. Seek for that help, because it is available. Many resources. And if you feel that even with so many resources, it is really, really hard for you, well, remember, seek professional guidance when you need it. Because I understand you, that grief sometimes may feel extremely overwhelming. And in this case, seeking for someone professional that can help you and guide you through the process can be extremely, extremely helpful. So always remember that grief is unique and is a very profound personal experience. So always, we know that, and I embrace you with all my heart, and I send you a hug with all my love, because I understand that we need that support. We need that support, being in person or digitally. So that's why I wanted to do this program, this episode, focused on the digital era, to remind you that you have those resources that are available, that they are accessible, and that they are flexible as well. Because this experience of grief can be very painful at times. And to know that just by going somewhere online and feeling that support and knowing that others are going through an experience of grief and you feel understood, that can make a difference in your grieving process. I send you a hug with all my love.